This is WBHM, and I'm Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart. The Birmingham School Board has tapped Dr. Kelly Castlin-Gaikatan to lead the city school system following the resignation of Dr. Craig Witherspoon. Dr. G, as she is called, begins work in Birmingham on July 1st. She spoke recently about her vision for schools and what the new appointment means.
Honestly, being able to return home, to be able to give back to a community that has given so much to me, to be able to be a part of something that is really special. Birmingham, in spite of its challenges, I really believe is on the move for some greatness, and I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of working alongside our team to really see some great things happening, not only in our school district, but in the community. The more I learned about what Birmingham is doing and has been doing over the last few years to really position itself better, increasing the graduation rate, establishing the career academies, really making sure that we reach back to those students who would have dropped out of school, and to hear now today those students, over 100 of them, graduated. That says to me that in spite of our challenges, we're doing the best that we can for kids.
Tell us about your ideas for raising student achievement in an environment where funding is an almost constant challenge.
You're exactly right, but I think it's so important that we leverage our resources, being that we work alongside others in the community to support us in any way that they possibly can. I think it's important for us to work with the business community, with the local universities, faith-based organizations, for all of us to come together and see how we can best support the school system and ultimately help all of our students achieve. In terms of student achievement, it's very, very important to me that I'm in classrooms and that I'm working alongside teachers and school administrators to really make sure that we're doing everything possible to support teachers in supporting the work that needs to be done for our students.
While you've previously served as an interim superintendent and a deputy superintendent in other areas, this is your first full appointment in that position. What is your greatest personal challenge in assuming your new responsibilities?
I've been away since I was 17 years old, and so to really be able to see the community with fresh eyes and to get to know people, to get to know about their concerns, and that's starting with our students, our parents, everyone within the community, within the school district. I think that's one of the greatest challenges, but it's also an opportunity for me to be able to hear the things that they share and use those things to help inform what we do as a team. And I do mean the district team, starting with the board members and I, as well as the district as a whole, to really be able to put forth things that we need to do in order to move forward in a successful way.
Several of the key leadership positions in the Birmingham City Schools currently are being filled with interim appointments. And in just a few weeks, another position, Chief Financial Officer, will be vacant when Mr. Watts resigns. Is this an opportunity for you to assemble a team, or have you given much thought to your plans for leadership and assistance?
It is an opportunity to assemble a team. As a part of that process, I'm looking into what we need in terms of the school district leadership. This is not something that I take lightly. It's important to have the right people here supporting our schools. And so as a part of the work that I'm doing right now is gathering information about those specific roles, and then from there seeing what needs to be done to make sure that we get the right people in those roles.
That was Dr. Kelly Castlin-Gaikatan. She starts work in Birmingham on July 1st. I'm Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart with WBHM.